Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's backtrack here a little bit. April Fool's Day. I feel about April Fool's Day the same way Jeff Dollar feels about Halloween.
I just, for whatever reason, Halloween bugs me, so I don't participate.
Hurts my heart, but that's okay.
I appreciate Melissa's, you know, passion for it. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just don't. I don't know why. I don't know. I just have never gotten into Halloween. I think I've only been to one Jack-O-Lantern. I think I've only been to one in the eight that we've done.
Just not into it. Don't feel like engaging it. Just
hook kids up. You come to my door and knock. You get candy.
You always appreciate how it allows women to be
whorish.
Yes.
Yes. I definitely appreciate looking at the picture gallery from Big Wicked. If I was a single dude, there'd be no place I would not be the weekend of Halloween other than our party. And I appreciate Melissa's passion for it.
Passion for it is different than Jeff's. You know, that whole comment is something I'm not into.
It's not so much April Fool's Day that I have a problem with. It's April Fool's Day on morning shows that I have the real problem with. Because
the jokes.
I've been doing this quite a while, and I've never really, I mean, in the amount of time I've been doing this, I've heard maybe one or two total that were good. And the rest of them are just so stupid. And I just think the audience is smarter than that, and they're just so dumb. Like a couple of years ago, somebody, one morning show, was playing the sounds of like cats underneath them talking on the air and during the commercial, so people would think there was a cat in the car. It was stupid. We all listened to it. We all came in here the next day and we're like, that show is so stupid.
Which, because they executed it poorly.
Well, for 7 years now, these guys have wanted to do something, and I've been strong on it. No. Dumb. So finally I was beat down. And I said, okay, let's go ahead. I'm going to prove my point to you guys this year. And last year it was suggested that we take Hayden to a tattoo parlor.
Your son.
My son Hayden.
Is six.
He's six now. He was five last year. Take him to a tattoo parlor. We'll have some makeup artist come on in. They'll put a fake tattoo on his arm. We'll go to a psycho tattoo or whatever, and we'll pretend we're putting a tattoo on him. And we'll put the pictures up on the website, and people will call, and they will complain left and right. How could you do this to your five-year-old? It's inhumane. Take the child away. And I thought, there is nobody in our listening audience that will buy that for 1 second. We're going to spend all morning long talking about it, and nobody. We will not get one call, so let's not do it. So I fought them off last year. And we're in our post-show meeting, and they're beating me down, and they're beating me down. So finally, I think to myself, I said, all right, let's prove this point. This is going to be the year. So I say, fine, let's go. Bethany comes over, and she puts the same tattoo that I have on my arm. Mm-hmm. She fakes one on my six-year-old's arms. Hayden.
You have their initials, your kid's initials on your arm.
HLW. We all have the same initials. Then I go up to Psycho Tattoo and with Hayden and my wife Stacy and Hollis, and Hayden sits in the tattooer's chair. He brings the tattoo gun out. There's no needle attached or anything, but we pretend to mock this tattoo Hayden's arm.
And Hayden's acting skills, like Bert has been
awesome.
Bragging about this for a long time, but those pictures, I mean, when I first saw that one picture of his fear, brilliant. Like you were even concerned.
Yeah. He was so good at it that as soon as we were done, I called Tracy and I started to waver a little bit. I started thinking maybe somebody will buy it because Hayden, and this is all based on Hayden. A, the tattoo came out so real, and Hayden is sitting in this chair and he's acting and you could see the fear in his eyes.
And he can make himself cry.
And he can make himself cry too.
Eyes,
this is why the kid wants to get into acting, right?
Oh, he should.
So good at it.
You need to get him into acting right now. Like he needs to be on a soap opera or
seriously.
Something.
Didn't you say like, Hayden, there's no need to be scared? And he was like, what, Dad? I'm in character. Isn't this what you wanted me to do?
Well, because this is the progression of things. The first couple of seconds he's in the chair, he was fine, right? And then they brought the tattoo gun out and that's a pretty intimidating looking thing.
Sure.
So there's about 10 seconds there where he's like, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? And he's nervous for about 10 seconds. And that's when I'm taking all the pictures. And then he bought into it. And then he started acting so well. I'm like, Hayden, why are you freaking out? You know, there's no needle in there. Nothing's going to happen to you. And he stops. And he goes, you told me to act. And aww. I said, okay. And then he went, switched it right back on.
Love it. He was in character. Awesome.
Totally in character. God. Didn't break character, right?
Beautiful pictures.
If you hadn't told me what a good actor he was, I would have thought that you told him that he was really getting a tattoo in order to freak him out. And then you're like, look, dude, we're not going to turn the needle on.
Which you couldn't do to a kid. You just couldn't do that to him. You couldn't do that to him.
I mean, in theory.
Jeff could, but.
Jeff could. That's why he's not having kids yet, but you can't do that.
I mean, look, if you're trying to pull off an April Fool's Day joke, then sacrifice your kid.
So the pictures came out so good. I post them on Facebook, and immediately I start to get instant. And by the way, the goal here. The agreement that we had made in the post-show meeting, this is a really important part of this whole thing, is I said to these guys, we won't get one phone call from anybody believes that the Burt's Big Adventure guy has the capability of bringing his six-year-old to a tattoo parlor and actually getting a tattoo. And we won't get one call, y'all, not one.
And we said, all it takes is one call. And we said, there will definitely be somebody that will call, believe this, and be mad at you.
Now, keep in mind...
But it was a phone call is what right. the bet pay. I mean, pretty much, I mean, it was kind of a bet payoff on whether we were going to do April Fool's again or not.
I think we were just trying to prove to each other that is it a good idea or a bad idea?
And so now, the phone call was the key.
The discussion that we would have is you are listening to the same radio station. And if I'm about to put you in this category, I apologize if it makes you feel silly. But you're listening to the same radio station who receives calls every time they air a president or a presidential candidate cussing. During a televised news conference, claiming that by watching the show on cable on high definition, you will hear the profanity.
And we always get calls.
People always get calls.
So we're like, of course
we've gotten calls from news journalists, writers of newspapers.
Sorry about that, but you did call. But
called us up and fought us on the fact that that probably wasn't real.
So of course we're going to get a phone call about Hayden's tattoo. Bert said
If we get one call on it, then we can continue to do April Fool's Day jokes. So I started to get a little nervous because I posted the pictures on Facebook and immediately I start to get instant messages from irate listeners. How could you do that to your son?
So there were people that believed it.
And I even tried helping the bit because I didn't write back to them saying it was an April Fool's Day joke. I wrote back in these instant messages saying, what's the big deal? He just wants to be like daddy. Or, geez, why is everybody so upset? Thinking that they might call the next day on the show. So we come in here. And all morning long, we're waiting for the one call from one irate listener.
Melissa and I were looking at each other going, please call. Somebody call.
Somebody.
And I was like, should I have a friend of mine call?
I'm like, I can get one of my friends to call.
I walked out of here feeling great about things yesterday. It's 10 o'clock. I proved my point. I don't have to come on and gloat today or anything like that. It's done. April Fool's Day jokes are stupid. Our listeners are smarter than that. There will be no April Fool's Day jokes ever on The Burt Show. So I wish the story ended there. And I could say that absolutely nobody bought it because I drive home at about noon yesterday. And as soon as I get into the garage, the babysitter runs out and she meets me in the garage with a panic look on her face. And I said, what's up? And she said, you're not going to believe what's happening in the house right now. I said, what's going on? She said, D-Fax is here.
I swear to you.
Now,
you are kidding.
My first thought is this is a setup by Jeff.
April
I said,
Fools.
There's no way. This is kind of a common theme. When anything really strange happens to me in my life, my first thought is always, Jeff's behind this.
Dude, I mean, Vegas.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I'm on the other side of the country.
I'll tell you why I started to think that you were behind it. So I'm like, are you kidding? She's like, yes. And they are serious. So I gingerly walk into the house, and sure enough, there's a D-Fax worker.
You're kidding!
My living room, talking to my babysitter. Now, Hayden is in school at this point, so she has Hollis in one hand, and she's talking to this D-Fax worker who wants to check out Hollis also. Stacy's out of the house. Nobody had called her yet. I just got there. The D-Fax worker, I'm assuming, was there maybe 5 minutes, so nobody had called Stacy yet. So I get in there, and this guy is... serious. He's like, we got a complaint to the governor's office yesterday. They didn't call D-Fax themselves. They called the governor's office. Now, normally what the governor does is he gives them his office gives them the direct line number to D-Fax. But the worker told me that this person that called to complain was so concerned is a person of such power that the governor's office moved on it quickly. It usually takes you 3 weeks.
Come on.
Swear everything I'm telling you right now,
I
swear to you on Hayden's fake tattoo is the truth. So they push the file and the case forward. It takes 2 or 3 weeks for a defects worker to get to your house. But because this, and I don't know who it is, he wouldn't tell me. This person called the governor's office. They immediately sent them to my house.
So it's obviously either an elected official or someone.
Is this serious? Are you serious?
If this is an April Fool's Day joke, then it is on me and my family at this point, because everything I am reciting to you is the absolute truth so far.
So I was thinking that. I mean, I got Bert's tweet and I was like, I bet you I know who came to the house yesterday afternoon. That's what I thought all day yesterday.
I didn't even think about that because you sent that tweet out and I didn't even think that was connected to that at all.
What was your tweet?
Stacey, I just wrote, and I wrote this on Facebook also. I wrote, not entirely shocked by who just showed up, who just knocked at my door. So now the defects worker is there, and he's really serious about it. And he said once they got the call, they all went around my Facebook page, and they were looking at it, and they couldn't tell if it was real or not. They're looking at Hayden's face, and he's doing such a good acting job that they were like, I guess we got to go out there. It doesn't make any sense to us. But we got to go on out to the house. So he does. He comes out yesterday. Hayden's not there, but he's checking Hollis out left and right. And he's asking me questions. And he's asking the babysitter all sorts of questions. And because Hayden is not there, he leaves. And he's actually at my house right now again. Right this second.
Before
Hayden goes to school at 8 o'clock, Hayden and my wife right now at this very second are talking to a defects worker.
Oh, no.
So are you mad at us for making
No, I'm not mad at you.
Then it worked.
No.
That, dude, our April Fool's Day joke got us a call to Sonny's office. It's the best April Fool's Day joke of all time.
Now, here's where else I thought.
Though.
Yeah, it's really freaky. Now,
I'm in such a world of distrust because of April Fool's that I'm sitting here just like, really?
Up until last night when I went to sleep, I recited one word or one sentence to Stacy probably a dozen times. I want you to swear on your family that this is not an April Fool's Day joke that you're in on. And she said, no, absolutely not. And she was freaked out about it last night. And I got to tell you, when I knew defects was coming this morning, I haven't cleaned my office in 4 weeks. It is clean because I figured they were going to go through every room and every office and the family is freaked.
How do you know the defects worker is real?
I feel bad now. Yeah.
He brought the badge, so I saw the badge, and are you joking with me?
No.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering how
you've
know.
You've got that look on your face.
He does.
Yeah. That joke.
You do.
Because it would be a really bad joke at this point.
I'm not.
Stacey would be really pissed.
I'm not. This shit on the warm line. I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm just wondering how you knew the defects worker was real.
I mean, he had the badge, and we've made a copy of the badge, and we have it up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. And we took the dude's face and his name.
Are you really behind it?
No.
If dude,
sure.
Swear to God.
Okay.
Because it almost makes me mad that defects would be that fast on you when there's plenty of homes that defects needs to be in.
There's a whole bunch of things that just don't make sense to me in this whole story, which is why I still even now believe that's like an April Fool's Day joke.
Huh.
And
it
I thought even
so weird.
I mean, I'm doing every scenario in my head.
The
like if Jeff
office?
Was behind this and he told you guys about it, I know that you guys would stand up and you'd say, "There's no way that we can do that."
No, that's
it would be too stressful. Stacey would be a mess. There's no way. So I thought
that's too serious. And that's
it doesn't
like,
make any sense because the governor's office has a lot more to worry about than I don't know. Whatever.
But
I think
I don't put it really on the. And I'm thinking in my head also, the governor's been in this studio 5 times. He knows about Bert's big adventure.
Well,
everybody in his office knows also. So lot of it's just not making sense.
I mean, I'm not putting it on the governor's office because you have to respond to whatever, but it just sounds weird. It still doesn't sound real to me.
And all I could think of is, even if it was a joke, they couldn't send a real defects worker out to my house because if it ever got out that it was a joke, people would be like, you're spending our tax money on joking a radio guy?
Right.
Right.
So if it's a joke, I don't believe the governor's office is behind it at all.
Now,
no,
that would be bragging rights if I could get Governor Sonny Perdue to help me out with an April Fool's Day prank using government agencies.
It's like it went too well.
It went too well for one some really naive, high-powered person.
Like, I don't know, like, if everyone actually has, like, a permanent record, but is this something that goes on some permanent record for you and Stacey?
Doesn't. That was one of my first questions. I asked him yesterday. I'm like, so are we stuck here? Like, if somebody else wants to prank me, are we flagged? And he said, no, there's a division where they just send a defects worker out to your house, and if they find nothing, then you go into, like, the dismissed file. It's never, ever red flagged or anything like that.
Dang, but I would hate that if that were the case.
Now, let me...
But do you know how many times I spanked my kid in 6 years? Twice?
Right. But let me ask
you. Even then,
question.
I had 48 hours of complete guilty pang.
Because normally you just burn them with a cigarette, right?
But that...
No
since,
jokes.
Since that, listener, since that listener used the phone to call the governor's office, doesn't that still qualify?
Yes.
Is the fact that we won this whole thing?
Oh, Melissa.
What? This is the best April Fool's Day
I don't believe the defects thing.
Stacey's on the warm line right now, and I firmly believe when I pick her up, she's going to go, dude, I was just messing with you. Because I still... Everything's just not making sense to me.
But she swore on her family last night that she wasn't joking.
She swore on Hayden Hollis and her mother, everybody.
But if her toes are crossed, it doesn't count.
Did you have your fingers crossed?
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Are they there right now?
No, uh-uh.
Was he there this morning and left already?
Yeah.
Was it a joke?
No. Hey, whoever did it, it's not funny.
Yeah, I don't know that it's somebody did it as a joke or somebody like that was listening was really serious that really thought that we might do that to Hayden.
Well, whoever it was is, they have serious issues.
Well,
it's fair. I think it's fair.
If
they
really thought. They were pumped by the initial joke.
I mean, Hayden was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was. And the makeup was so good that this could have happened out of genuine concern. And if that's the case, then I can't put it on anybody. I'll tell you who the person I'm kicking myself in the ass. Because I've said for 7 years we don't do these. And the one time I say yes, this is how it ends up. So I'm busting my own ass for not following my gut.
Dude, this is a legendary story. Like, every radio station does April. Oh, there's an amusement park at an intersection. Two roads run parallel. That's funny. And everything the next day. Oh, there's crickets running behind all the sun. That's funny. You had the governor's office involved in your April Fool's Day joke.
I know, but here's what you're missing. Like... From the outside looking in, I'm sure you think it's funny, but when defects comes to your home and you're flagged for your kids, it really is a very, very serious thing. Like, I can't find a lot of humor in it.
Right, but now that it's all said and done and everything's fine.
Well, let's talk to Stacey. Yeah. She's on the phone. What happened this morning? Did they see that he did not have a tattoo, and was that enough, or did they still interrogate you?
No, they didn't ask me any questions at all. I mean, he just came to the door, and he was very, very nice, and I went to the door with Hayden because I knew, you know, why he was here. And pulled Hayden's shirt sleeve up so he could see his arm. And he said, nope, doesn't look like there's any tattoo there. And he said, your daddy's a pretty funny guy. And then, you know, that was about it. But he was really sweet to Hayden when he first got here. He was like, you know, like, I hear you're a celebrity and you did a funny joke. And so he was making him feel real comfortable. So he didn't really know, you know, what was going on. We just told him this was some guy that didn't believe daddy's joke and he had to come see for himself.
And, you know, I took his name off of the badge and I took his face off the badge that's posted because I figured you guys wouldn't believe me. That's why I posted the defects badge. And I don't know what this guy's name is, but he was a really nice guy yesterday.
Really,
I mean,
he almost
apologizing for having to be there.
Having to go. So
he did this morning, too. He's like, I'm really sorry that y'all had to go through this or whatever. So, you know, I mean, it's legit, and it's not funny at all. There's nothing funny about it. I'm never going to laugh about it. You know, when somebody, it's just not funny.
Well,
I don't care if they say it goes in a dismissed file or not. D-backs came to our house for absolutely no reason, for something totally ridiculous, and it just... devastating.
Well, if you're angry, you can't be angry at the person that actually made the call because we don't know what their motivation was. If it was real, then that's a legit call. I think if you have anybody to be mad at, it's me for going along with it, you know?
Man. Well, you guys all thought everybody would understand it's a
joke.
Come
on. I mean, based on the care, like who I... It's just not possible. That's why I figured. That's why we didn't get one call on it yesterday.
I think it's a badge of honor for your kid, too. I'm bragging about that for the rest of my life.
No.
Because you put
such a good actor.
He did do a good job. Do a great job.
And you know what? I hope Hayden understands the power that he has now you. He turns on those tears in a public place. D-Facts will be right back at your house.
Yeah, you guys need to move to Hollywood this summer and get that kid starting acting in commercials immediately.
Seriously, right? He's got the Academy Award in his back pocket. All right, baby. I'm sorry about it this morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry that it went to that place.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
I can't.
So,
yeah, I cannot
so
believe
upset.
It.
Yeah, I bet. We were both really, really nervous last night. Like,
I'm
we're
sure.
looking around the house. Like, is there anything in the house right now that could, you know, somehow, some way indicate to them that we're not good parents? I mean, when you got the threat.
Absurd.
Yeah, it was absurd.
Absurd. The whole thing is absurd. I mean,
well, I mean, it was
God. I like freak out if he has a hangnail.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we would ever do anything, you know, to hurt him. I'm too soft.
Yeah.
And it was so believable. I mean, it was just that the pictures spoke for themselves.
All right, honey, I'm going to take some calls. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right.
I might go to Morning Show Boot Camp this year just to brag about this. Seriously.
This is radio success story.
This is the greatest April Fool's Day joke ever.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.